Okay, good morning, everybody. This week's Parshas Vayetze is jam-packed, of course. A lot to learn from. A lot of different yisodos. I just saw a kasha that I didn't necessarily think of before. We know that Rachel Imenu is praised and has special merit for the future. For the fact that she gave over the simonim, the secret simonim she gave over to Leah, so that Leah wouldn't be embarrassed. And if she wouldn't have given over the simonim to Leah, Leah would have gotten married to Yaakov, and Yaakov would have been like, what's going on over here? What are you doing here? She would have been terribly embarrassed. And then that's the schus of Rachel Imenu. But the question still remains, what about Yaakov? How could Rachel do that to Yaakov? Yaakov worked 7 years to marry Rachel. And now, because Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah, Yaakov's not going to get the wife that he was working for, that he expected. How can Rachel do this to Leah? Rachel do this to Yaakov? And not only that, Yaakov has tainas and lavan for tricking him. But he nowhere does it say that Yaakov had any tainas and Rachel for giving over the simonim. Very odd. And not only that, to further the question, the pasuk tells us, after this ma'isa, v'yavu gamal Rachel, v'yahav gamas Rachel mileya. Kilu, he loved her more. He still loved Rachel more than Leah. Shouldn't he have had tainas and Rachel for giving over the simonim? He anticipated the trick. And he told Rachel, he gave Rachel the simonim. So, I saw an answer from Rav Shalom Shradron based on a ma'isa. He says over ma'isa with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish asked two people to prepare to find a shidduch for a certain person, and the Chazon Ish told them that when you arrange the shidduch for this person, I'll come to the Tanoim, I'll come to the Vort. And so, sure enough, these two people were able to work out a shidduch for this person, and the evening for the Tanoim, the evening for the Vort was set. And Chazon Ish told them, when everybody's there, you know, my time is precious, I'm certainly going to come. When everybody's there and ready, then I'll come to the Tanoim and I'll come be Mishtatef and I'll join in the Simcha. So, these two people, the two friends, the two people that were close to the Chazon Ish arranged the Tanoim, and they go to the Chazon Ish's house, and the Chazon Ish is talking to an older couple. And they overhear the following words, that you should buy 12 red strings and 12 black strings and certain types of buttons. And they peek in to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish should see that they're there waiting to bring the Chazon Ish to this Tanoim, to this Vort. And they notice that the Chazon Ish definitely sees them. Yet the Chazon Ish continues talking about strings and buttons. So another 5-10 minutes goes by. Finally this elderly couple leaves. And the Chazon Ish gets up and he joins these two people to go to the Tanoim. And the Chazon Ish turns to them and he says, you're probably wondering why in the world I decided to speak to this elderly couple, even though I had so many people waiting for me at this Tanoim. And he explained to them that these two elderly people were survivors from the Holocaust, and they lost everything. They lost their entire family. That's what it says over here. They lost their entire family. Perhaps children, parents, siblings, lost everything. They came by themselves to Bnei Brak after the Holocaust, and in order to, you know, get them on their feet, get them to be busy with something, he advised them to open up a certain thread shop, a button store, and every so often they come in to talk to him about different eitzas, different pieces of advice about how to run their store. And he said that it was a tremendous chesed for them, and that's why he made sure to allot them, to allocate time to be with them. And he said that in reality, everybody has a chiyuv to do chesed to this couple. They're elderly people, they're survivors of the Holocaust, they have nothing else in their lives, so everybody's mechuyev to do chesed with them. So therefore, all the people waiting at the simcha, they're also chayav to do chesed with this couple. But they don't know them, they're not, they don't have a relationship with them, they can't talk to them. So therefore, it says the Chazon Ish, I'm the shliach. Because kulam, kol Yisrael Reim Zelazer, we're all in it together. So since they have an obligation to do chesed with this couple, therefore it's okay for me to come late because I'm the shliach that is talking to them. And that's why it was mutter for me to make everybody wait, even though make everybody wait in order to talk to this elderly couple. So says of Shalom Shadron, this is a pshat with Rachel Imenu, that Yaakov also had a chiyuv not to embarrass Leah. So therefore Rachel understood in her great wisdom that she's not necessarily hurting Yaakov. Yaakov is chiyuv to do chesed and to not embarrass Leah. We know to embarrass somebody is if you kill them. So therefore Rachel in schus of Yaakov felt it was appropriate and rightfully so to give the simonim over to Leah, not only to not embarrass Leah, but also that Yaakov should be a part of the Maisa Chesed, of the Maisa of not embarrassing Leah as well. And the proof that Rachel was right in being Mizak and Yaakov with that Chesed was the fact that Yaakov had no tainus on her. Yaakov had tainus on Laban, he had no tainus on Rachel. Because why? Because he understood that Rachel was Yaakov's shliach in order to do the chesed of not embarrassing Leah. I think you see a tremendous lesson. The idea of the thought process, thinking things through. One would say, oh, instantaneously our knee-jerk reaction would be, how can we do this to Yaakov? But when Rachel saw the big picture and she understood, she thought it through and she realized Leah's going to be embarrassed. Even though Yaakov gave me this simonim, this wouldn't happen. But Yaakov doesn't want to be a part of this embarrassing episode, and therefore, in his merit, even for his sake, it's best for me to give over the simonim. And I think the message is how we have to think about other people and other people's feelings, and that, for example, let's just say somebody tells us, not a chesed, somebody tells us to do something that's not necessarily appropriate. And we're in the middle of learning. We're in the middle of doing a chesed. So we think we're hurting that person for not doing what they say, assuming that what they said for us to do is not the ideal situation. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to do something that's more constructive, more positive, more productive, more mitzvah-oriented. So I think if we continue doing the mitzvah, if we continue learning instead of doing something that's not right, so not only are we doing what's right for us, we're also being mizak of them. It's a side lesson. But I also want to, in the same note, I want to say over a report that I usually say over almost every year, that I heard many, many years ago, that when Dina is born, Dina we know is Leah's seventh child. It's quoted in the Torah. In reality, I think the Midrashim speak about the idea that each one of the Shvatim was born with a twin girl, if not mistaken. But the seventh child that we read about in the Torah, was named Dina, right? So the pasuk tells us why we should call Dina. Perek Lamed pasuk Chavalos. The Acher Yol the Bas Shandor Vatikra Ishma Dina. She was called Dina. Says Rashi. Pirush Rabbi Sinner said Dona Leah Din Baatzma. She made a calculation to herself. Im Zeh Zocher, if I'm going to have another son, Lo Tei Rochel Achoisi Keachas Hashvachos. Is right, if she's going to have a seventh son and Bilhah and Zilpah are going to have two each, that would leave how many? That would leave only one for Rachel. So Dona Din Ba'atzma. Now I heard the following question. We know to give in, to give up something, is to be Mavater. Shouldn't Dina's name have been something like Vitra? Something where you're Mavater? Because she was willing to give in and allow Rachel to have another son, not just be left with only one son. Why is her name Dina, that she made the calculation? Shouldn't it have been more about the act of giving in and allowing somebody else, Rachel to have the child, not that she made the calculation? So you see a tremendous yisod. Right? I think perhaps it's related to G.I. Joe, right? Knowing is half the battle. Or really, calculating is half the battle. Thinking is half the battle. Right? Meaning, Leah's, the Milo wasn't that after she realized that if she would have another son, Rachel would have one, then she gave in. No, that's not the milo of what Leah did over here. The milo of what Leah did was that she thought it through. She thought, she could have gone on her merry way, had a seventh son, and years later she realized, oy vey, Rachel only has one son, one of the Shvatim. No, that's not how she approached life. She was as the Mishnah Novus tells us, ro es hanolad. Right, she looked into the future. She didn't just live today. She thought about how all of the events would affect everybody else. You see a tremendous lesson that when it comes to ben adam l'chavero, when it comes to ben adam l'makom, the key in the key element is to think things through. How are my actions going to affect the other person? How are these actions going to affect my relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? So I think these two Yisodos, number one, that Rachel understood that she wasn't hurting Yaakov, because on the contrary, they're all mechuyev not to embarrass Leah. And how Leah calculated the fact that if she has another son, Rachel will be embarrassed. Rachel will feel degraded in the eyes of the Shvachos. You see how important it is to think things through. And when you think about Mesilas Yesharim and in the chapters that deal with Zahiris, which that's what Zahiris is about, thinking things through. At every moment in our lives, we have the choice. We have choices. We can do the right thing and the wrong thing. A lot of times, life is gray. It's not clear exactly what to do and what's better. Just say that, that's understood. But there are many, many times in life when the choices are really black and white. We can do the wrong thing or the right thing. And I think we learn from Rachel and from Leah to be thought out people in our Avodas Hashem. And all of us should be Zocha to make all the right decisions in our lives and think about the consequences, not only for other people, but also our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.